Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. Welcome to CEO Show. I'm Robert Rees, and today we are here with Sharon Leidy. How are you, Sharon?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being on the show again. And Sharon is the CEO of The Vitamin Shop. So just give us a snapshot of what The Vitamin Shop is.
Well, The Vitamin Shop is a specialty retailer, and our goal is to help our consumers become their best self, however they define it. We are entrenched in health and wellness and helping consumers live their best life. In fact, we say lifetime wellness starts at The Vitamin Shop.
And you have a deep focus on customers. Talk about what you are doing.
Well, we are customer obsessed with everything that we do. And we have a firm belief of being wherever the customer is. And that could be in how we engage with them in our stores, our digital channels, online, through social media. We want to know everything we can about the customer as well, so that we can ensure that we can provide the best experience possible. So, for example, one of the things we're really getting into now is personalization, because we know that at the Vitamin Shop, everyone is on their own personal journey of health and wellness, and we want to be able to help them on that journey.
When you talk about being customer obsessed, give an example of a practice that you have, because so many CEOs want to become customer obsessed.
One of the things we started when I joined the organization about 3 years ago was we started with a new loyalty program so that we could really get to know our customers in a much more meaningful way. So today, when you walk into a Vitamin Shop store specifically, the associate will greet the customer with an iPad in hand. And so many of our customers are already in our loyalty program. We're able to look through what they have previously purchased. We can gauge our conversation with how things are going and help them with maybe what they're looking for today, or just have the conversation about how we can continue to help them with their health and wellness goals.
So you have over 700 stores, 4,400 employees. How do you make that trickle down, this customer obsession, throughout the entire organization?
Well, it's everything that we talk about it. Every person in the organization talks about the importance of the consumers and the communities that we serve. It's a big part of our mission in our organization and how we spend our time, the way we talk to our teams. It's how we educate them. It's the technology that we put in place to help them with that process. So everything that we do is all about ensuring that we can provide the best customer experience we possibly can. We're also really passionate about hearing from our customers and learning from them and knowing how we can make our organization better through their input. And then the other thing that we do is we talk about customers very broadly. We talk about the external customer, which is the public that comes in and engages with our business. But we also talk about our internal customer, our health enthusiasts, because we know if our health enthusiasts are the best people and we take care of our internal customer, we know that that internal customer will take care of that external customer.
So I know you have a new initiative on sports nutrition. Talk about that.
Well, our sports nutrition business is seeing unparalleled growth. So as we've come out of the pandemic, the focus on the customer to kind of get back into their lifestyle of sports and getting outside and getting back to kind of normal practices, we've seen a huge uptick in the sports nutrition side of the business. But the interesting thing about the sports nutrition side of the business is it's become more about performance nutrition, because we're seeing a lot of women and older adults getting into the sports nutrition category today.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's go back into your whole all of the people there. So are there any other unique practices that you have to align this whole culture? Because it's obvious that everyone becomes customer obsessed. It probably goes through in how you recruit people, how you train people. Anything you do as a CEO that helps build that culture?
Well, it starts with your vision and values. And we're very focused on the experience and engaging with people at a very personal level. And in everything we do, we always talk about our customers, the customers we serve, and the communities that we serve.
Let's move that word now to communities that you're mentioning. And I know that from, you know, speaking with you numerous times, everything is about authenticity. Describe what you're doing in communities and your whole philosophy and the actions.
Well, with our 700 stores, every single store is encouraged to get engaged and involved in the communities that we serve. But we also, as an organization, have a number of causes and organizations that we're very passionate about. One of them, of course, is an organization that we've been involved with for over 15 years called Vitamin Angels. And Vitamin Angels is all about giving back to moms and babies and kids and to provide them with the nutritional supplements that they need through those informative years, through, you know, pregnancy and birth and then growth. So that's one organization. Another one is Team RWB, which stands for Red, White, and Blue. And that is our military community. We have a tremendous amount of military families, military personnel that we serve. We have a number of associates that are ex-military or current military. And so we feel very passionate about giving back to our armed services. And then the last one is, which is one of the ones we just started, is Kiva. And Kiva is a microloan program to fund entrepreneurs through a donation. And we just recently launched a new product category called True You. And through every purchase of True You, we give $25 that the customer can then go on the Kiva website and find a great entrepreneur that they're committed to or an idea or a business that they're passionate about and actually donate towards that particular entrepreneur. So those are three external programs that we're very committed to externally. And then recently we just started a foundation, our Vitamin Cares Foundation, where we actually give back to our internal community, our own associates.
Sharon, tell me about the Cares Foundation, what specifically you're doing with that.
Yeah, our Vitamin Shop Cares Foundation, we just launched this past year. And what's exciting about the foundation is it's an ability for us to give back to our own associates. And perhaps we've had an associate that they were involved in some type of natural disaster, hurricane relief or something like that, or maybe they've had some personal challenge. And so we really believe in also the importance of not only giving back to the communities that we serve, but our own internal community as well. And so we're doing that now with our Vitamin Shop Cares Foundation.
Sharon, you've had three major innovations very recently. Talk about those.
Well, the three that have been very different from anything that the organization has undergone before is our international expansion into Asia and Central America, as well as our new franchising program. We have a franchising program where we're able to have these incredible entrepreneurs run and own a vitamin shop with our first franchise store in Greensboro, North Carolina that we just opened and that just took place recently. And we're going to have over 50 stores in our pipeline by the end of this year. So we're exceptionally excited about that, being able to bring more Vitamin Shop locations across the United States. And the third thing is expanding our assortment through a dropship program. So we're able to expand our assortment and really start to build out a one-stop shop for health and wellness with the expansion of additional products that consumers might think of with health and wellness, yoga mats, weights, different types of health and wellness products outside of what has been the traditional products we've carried in the past. So all three of these are very exciting, and we look forward to what the future holds with them.
So, Sharon, you obviously have a venerable and beloved brand. What are you doing in social media?
Well, the latest trend is all about TikTok. Besides the fact that TikTok is just fun, it's been really good for business. For example, We launched a product called Prime Hydration, which is done by Logan Paul, and he put our stores with his product on TikTok. And we sold out 6 weeks of product in just 6 days. So we're finding incredible engagement with that particular medium. TikTok is just really a lot of fun.
What is the future of the Vitamin Shoppe?
The future of the Vitamin Shoppe is that we will be and intend to be the dominant international player in health and wellness, always with the customer at the core of everything that we do and being able to deliver an experience that's the best out there.
This is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking right now with Sharon Leidy, who is the CEO of the Vitamin Shoppe. And we've heard about this great culture, customer experience, reaching out to the communities, and deeply, deeply involved with philanthropy, really from a highly authentic manner. And now when we come back, we're going to talk about all the transitions that the Vitamin Shoppe has gone through in her under 4 years as CEO. Back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today back with Sharon Leidy from The Vitamin Shop. We've heard great things about the community, about philanthropy, about the culture, and the customer obsession. Let's now talk about leadership, really. So you joined under 4 years ago, but you've almost gone through, like, this is your third transition. It's like Vitamin Shop 3.0. Talk about what you've been through, what you've learned as a leader.
Well, when I joined the organization, we were a public company and going through and needing to go through a turnaround. And so I would say the first year I spent the majority of the time building our team, laying a digital first mindset across the organization, and really embedding this customer obsession across the organization to ensure that we were delivering what we needed to be successful for the future. That was kind of year one. In December of 2019, we were sold to one of our shareholders, and that was a new chapter for the Vitamin Shop. And then, about 4 months later, the pandemic broke out, and we had to shift pretty dramatically in terms of our delivery systems and how we were able to meet the needs of the consumer. And during the pandemic, I had three very specific things in mind. One, I wanted to ensure we had business continuity so that we could continue to pay our people and keep our people employed. Most importantly, I was concerned about safety, making sure that our people were safe and that they had what they need and that we could be there as an organization as they were going through whatever they were dealing with as they were going through the pandemic. And third was being there for the communities that we served. We know that as part of the health and wellness community, that we actually provide a service for our consumers to help them with their questions about the pandemic and about helping them with their health and wellness needs. So ensuring that we were able to deliver that for our customers each and every day was just incredibly important. And so currently, as many people were all talking about what's happening in the economy and with inflation and what we've seen in terms of rising costs, now what we're doing is kind of looking at what does that mean as we now come out of the pandemic and how do we now make sure that our business meets the consumer and is able to provide all of the things we worked so hard on through the pandemic as we look forward. And what's been interesting when I talk to my team about this all the time, when I think about the behaviors and the competencies that we demonstrated through the pandemic, agility, aligning the organization, working in new and different ways, I find that those same behaviors that we really exemplified throughout the pandemic couldn't be more important now, because what's happening across the landscape from a macroeconomic environment and what's happening in businesses, whether it's rising costs, rising wages, the fact that it's a hot job market, all of the things that businesses are dealing with today, those same competencies, the speed and the agility that we had to demonstrate through the pandemic, couldn't be more important than they are today. And then as a leader, I think our ability to continue to communicate with our teams on a very regular level to make sure that they know what's going on, I think that's just as important today as it was as we were going through the pandemic.
In going through all those transitions, which I commend you for, are there any insights on financial management that you learned that helped you get through all of these significant changes?
Yeah, I think you really have to narrow down your priorities. You have to be really clear on what you're trying to deliver for your customer, whoever your customer is, and line up the organization around three big things, no more than three, to allow you to really push through that. Because what I find, and I think it's important as a leader, our ability to streamline and keep an organization focused is so incredibly important. And then ensure that your leaders across the organization are all on the same page so that you're able to kind of continue to reinforce a singular message, I find is really critical, especially when you're going through such incredible change.
And the one additional thing you did is innovation, significant innovation. Franchises, international. Talk about all the innovations that you've gone through to help grow the business.
Well, we talk a lot about quality, innovation, and expertise at the Vitamin Shoppe. And when we think about those three tenets of our business, innovation is the core and is the spirit of what, everything that we do. And it's really making sure that whether it's the product delivery systems, the product itself, how we deliver the experience for the customer, that we're on the forefront of all of these trends. So specifically the product, we know that in the category that we are part of, that there's a lot of products that consumers can choose from. And we want to make sure that we have the best quality product backed by science, the best industry leaders, to ensure that we have the most current products, the most efficacious ingredients, so that consumers can really trust the products that they purchase at the Vitamin Shoppe. But consumers are changing the way they want those delivery systems and how they engage with brands and businesses. So we also want to make sure that the delivery mechanisms that we provide are innovative. So whether that is buy online, pick up in store, curbside pickup, being able to deliver products within 2 hours with our Instacart relationship, whether it's the different channels that we support, whether through social or marketplaces, again, making sure that we're where the consumer is in a very authentic and personalized way.
So, Sharon, January 2022, you were on Undercover Boss. Talk about that experience.
Yes, I played the role of Marie, and it was an incredible experience. And I got to meet our health enthusiasts, those are the associates in our stores, that's what we call them, our health enthusiasts, in a really, talk about authentic way, where I was brought into the store and got to experience what it was like to live in their shoes. And while the role of the show is for the boss to find out how they can make the show better, while the role of the show is about how to make the company better, what actually ended up happening was our health enthusiasts got to make me better. And what I mean by that is it helped me have a better and a deeper understanding of the importance of our health enthusiasts in our stores, how they engage with our consumers, and understanding in a very unique way and another layer of who they are as people and how important, and it continued to solidify even more so, the importance of the people in our organization, the importance of our company culture, and how we could truly help others in the communities that we serve. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so grateful for the people that I got to meet on the show and the impact that we've been able to make because of it.
And there you have it. A pleasure, Sharon, having you on the CEO show.
Well, thanks for having me, Robert. It's great to be here.
And everyone, think about this. If you really want to take your company through everything, be agile and be customer obsessed.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Aileen Alexander, How are you, Aileen?
I'm doing great. Hi, Robert.
And Aileen is the CEO of Diversified Search, which is one of the largest search organizations in the whole world. But you could probably tell from the name, it's different than any other organization in the search field. Founded in 1974. Talk about what Diversified Search is.
Now, thanks, Robert. Thanks for inviting me into this conversation. So Diversified Search Group was founded, it's hard to believe, 48 years ago by Judy von Zeldenick, really with a vision to challenge the status quo and do things just a bit differently, which, as you noted, started with our name and not naming it after herself, but really what it represented, which was around diversifying leadership. So for nearly 5 decades, we've been in the diversity, equity, and inclusion business, recognizing that diverse leadership and diverse teams can have impact, whether it's in terms of business performance, driving inclusive cultures, driving innovation, or in these days, resiliency. So pretty amazing what Judy started. I just bumped into her, by the way, before I came in here.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. And so I've interviewed Judy, and I must say, she is one of the most iconic visionary people in America. Talk about her original vision.
Yeah, you know, she started out, I mean, what's amazing, Judy started out in Washington, D.C., as you probably know, and had a career working in around politics and power, and then she made her way up here to Philadelphia and had a bit of that, not only insight in terms of power and who was in the room and also who was not, but she had this vision around leadership and path to leadership. And she started to ask a question. I know you and I've talked about this in terms of the statistics, but why aren't there more women at the top or in the senior ranks? And so with that, she originally started out in a staffing business. She bought that business, and then she built an executive search firm. We are the largest woman-founded search firm in the world, and now woman-run as well.
Now, in a couple of minutes, we'll talk about leadership, because you're in a unique position understanding the changes in leadership, like you mentioned. But let's first talk about something near and dear to your heart, my heart, and hopefully pretty much everyone in America's heart, which is the potential and why there are not enough women CEOs. Now, when I joined, as you know, Women Business Collaborative on the board, you know, there were only like 26 Fortune 500 women. And finally, I think they've pushed the envelope forward, and you see the movement, but still, we're only at 41, which is less than 10%. What do you think needs to be done to bring more women to the front of leadership?
Listen, I know Edie Frazier has just been amazing, and Robert, as you know, Edie loves data and stats, and we're grateful that, you know, she's holding all of us accountable, and I think in a way that has really created momentum, because if you don't measure where you're going, you're not going to get there. So I just want to thank Edie for that. Listen, it's not lost on me in terms of where I sit today for those women, but also those men that really started to clear pathways. You know, we talk about breaking through the glass ceiling. And actually, I was talking to Judy about this not too long ago, saying, you know, I look at my generation in terms of breaking through and lowering the rope ladder to make sure we're pulling others up. And so, you know, I think where there's been an opportunity is around mentorship. We talk about mentorship. We talk about sponsorship. And advocacy, and I think that's been an area for us to continue to focus on. I also think we've had to be realistic in the workplace. You know, if you look at the last couple of years and with the pandemic and women who stepped back for perhaps childcare needs or caring for parents, and I think any CEO, any leader, any company, regardless of industry, needs to look seriously look at how they're bringing women back on board, and in a way that they don't fall behind, so that the paths to leadership are there.
And so you speak with CEOs all the time, because you're bringing in their board members, the next CEO, the executive teams. What are you telling CEOs? What are you advising them?
One thing we've observed, I mean, listen, 100% of our clients are asking for diverse slates today. So I think that recognition is there, and we're seeing that in the boardroom, and we're seeing that in the C-suite. I think where we have really started to focus on is around what are those core competencies you need in that leadership role, whether it's a CEO, a CFO, a CIO, what is it you're looking for? And really being open-minded to nonlinear paths and how one might have gotten there. Perhaps they've, you know, have taken on different roles in different industries or even different sectors. And so we're sort of changing how we assess leaders, which is really opening up the aperture.
Let's talk more about the competencies. How have you seen the concept of CEO leadership and leadership change over the past few years, and what are the competencies that are moving forefront?
I mean, I think, you know, expertise in terms of, you know, building and running a business and being able to demonstrate results are there. But I think what we've seen shift, particularly in the last couple of years, is the soft stuff is the hard stuff. You know, people leadership and leaders who are really leading with their humanity, leading with their vulnerability, leaders who are demonstrating compassion, making themselves vulnerable. You know, Robert, I remember early in my career, I was actually told not to talk about my kids, and that I was a mother with two little ones. And, you know, these days I show up in every meeting talking about, you know, my family and the reality, particularly early on in the pandemic, having two kids who might Zoom crash at any minute. And I'm not alone. I think leaders out there are doing that, but it needs to be sustained. And that is being sought, as well as communication. You know, how are you, you know, the one thing with Zoom these days is it's allowed us to connect in a very different way, in a very human way, and in a way that can be more sustained with some frequency and cadence. So those kinds of attributes, how you show up, how you engage with all your stakeholders, your employees, your customers, I believe it's here to stay.
And let's talk about your culture and how do you drive that?
Yeah, listen, we're like no other company out there. You know, there's that war for talent, Robert. We're not alone. Our industry, as you know, has been definitely in an unprecedented pace. I think on average, our industry was up 42% year over year when you look at 2021 versus the prior year. And there's, you know, definitely recognition of the importance of leadership. So for us, culture is paramount. I come from a military background and I learned early on, you know, people first. Mission always.
I want to stop you right there because that is the backwards. Well, it's not backwards. It's the other side of the coin of military. Explain the difference of how you coined that term.
Well, as you, Robert, what you're noting is it really has started out as mission first, people always. But I learned as a lieutenant with my first platoon is that it was all about the people if we were going to accomplish the mission or our strategic objectives. And I saw a quote this morning by Adam Grant, which to me summed it up, which is a leader's duty is to care. And that's what I learned early on during my military time was how you show up as a leader is to care. And so our culture here, I coming into this new role announced, you know, we're a people first inclusive culture. And it's how we show up, how we engage with each other, how we treat each other as colleagues, how we create a sense of belonging, that we can all be part of who we are and where we're going. It's paramount. And trust me, I'm, you know, if my team sees this video, they'll make sure, they'll hold me accountable that we're doing it. We're just doing that as a leadership team.
This is Robert Griso on the CEO show. And we are speaking with Aileen Alexander, who is the CEO of Diversified Search. When we come back, we're going to find out one out of 1,000 CEOs. She's the first who is going to share a specific thing. Secondly, we're going to talk about nonlinear paths to leadership and then a unique practice that they have there to connect people in their culture. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Aileen Alexander, the CEO of Diversified Search, arguably the single most important search organization in the world. Because right now where the world is going, you know, 79% of placements have been women or people of color. You have been doing that 20 times longer than anyone has. So I want to ask you about, you mentioned already a thing to do with coffee on how you build your culture. Explain that.
Yeah, and then I'll have to tell you what my favorite cup of coffee is, Robert. But, you know, one of the things I started when I came into this role is a weekly CEO coffee chat. It was a way for not only me to connect with our employees and get to know them a bit better and them get to know me a bit better, but really for them to connect with each other. You know, these last couple years being a dispersed work environment, we tend to, you know, we're client focused and we'll focus on serving our clients, but we needed to move with some intentionality with connecting with each other. And everyone knows this is my favorite hour of the week, because not only do I get to learn more about our colleagues. In fact, one of them challenged all of us to show curiosity about our colleagues with each other. But it's the connections that I see each of them make and the learnings and where we have commonality, regardless if you're working in our healthcare practice or corporate practice or education practice. So it's been a great way to build connection.
Let's shift over an interesting piece on leadership. So you're the only CEO I've ever interviewed who has identical twin daughters. Here you are. You're a leadership person your whole career. Tell me about your daughters and how leadership plays out and maybe something you've learned from them.
Well, I've learned that they think they're in charge. They're 12 and, you know, yes, they're running the place. No, you know, my husband and I teased early on, and he truly has been a partner with me with the girls. So I've been really fortunate to have that partnership. We teased Robert that early on, getting 8-month-old twins through the airport caused us flashbacks to our Army days. It was all about logistics and contingency planning. So, you know, they were teaching us very early on how to continue to leverage what we learned previously, but. No, you know, I think, you know, what my daughters have shown me is really, just to how to show up authentically. You know, while they're identical, they have very different personas, very different interests, very different passions. And what amazes me is how they support each other and whatever that passion, may be. And it really helps them as a team and how they learn and explore and discover new things that are out there. But first and foremost, I think what they're keeping us on our toes, Robert, is how to manage this next phase, which is all about the TikToks and, you know, social media out there.
So let's shift over and talk about nonlinear leadership. You yourself took a path like that from the military. What did you learn from the military about leadership, and how did you get to the position in your own nonlinear path?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't come from a military family, but early on, I had felt a real calling to service, and to me, that's what the military represented. And I mentioned, you know, the philosophy of people first, mission always. And for me, that was really foundational in terms of what I gained as a junior officer. I also learned what it meant to be part of a team, and that we each have a role, and we each can learn from each other, and we can grow too. You know, the military has a way of running after action reviews. What went well? What could we do better or differently? And that stuck with me. You know, my next chapter in my career was in Washington, where I spent some time working in public policy and got an opportunity to travel around the world. And that experience for me, and I think about the geopolitical environment we're in today, was all about context and understanding the context, and really, really stepping back. And I've taken that with me more from a strategic prerogative, as well as also what we're seeing from a macroeconomic and just political environment is having that context. You know, search sort of found me, but it was over coffee, by the way, Robert, that it came into search. And what it was, it goes back to the beginning. It's all about people. It's all about leadership, driving mission, driving impact. And so it was natural for me, you know, when I came into the business world to fall into the executive search arena.
And what was your first day as CEO like?
A whirlwind, an absolute whirlwind, because, you know, we too, like a lot of companies, were coming through a lot of growth. We were coming through a lot of change. And what I learned on that very first day is, regardless of title, it's all about the team. It's all about the people you have around you. We got an incredible executive team, leadership team. And, you know, we talked about Judy early out of the gate, you know, as chair. You know, she is walking the walk with me in terms of mentorship and helping me as I come into this role. And as you know, it's not about the title. It's about the impact.
So what is your vision? What's the future of Diversified Search? And I will say up front, before you say anything, I really feel like you are in this unique position that you are selecting the leaders of the future, and you are the only organization in the world that is focused from day one, bring more women, bring more diversity into leadership.
Yeah, I mean, we like I said, early on, we started out with a vision and a purpose, which is to challenge the status quo. And that's not going to go away. And we recognized the importance of diversity, equity, what it means in terms of inclusive leadership. And that is infused in the fabric of our organization. And it's how we show up, and it's how we serve our clients. And as you shared, it's in our results with our placements. And so that is going to continue to be an imperative for us.
So the question, Aileen, is it's a basic one, which is, what's your website? But I think it's a critical one, because you are the only search firm, and that creates the future of leadership that has been focused from day one for 48 years on Diversified Search. That's even your name. What is the website for CEOs to go to?
It is www.diversifiedsearch.com.
Aileen, terrific having you on the CEO show.
Thanks so much, Robert.
See you next week.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.